This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
Healthcare is a right! Healthcare is a right!
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was all about appropriating dress clothes to go to the club.
Yeah, it was like biz casual all the time.
Yeah. Everybody was doing it poorly because our heroes were doing it poorly. Like, Jay-Z put on that big fucking button up and was like, I got class now.
This is better than sports.
Bro, had the nerve to look down on people for not wearing big giant button ups.
Big giant striped
dress shirts with jeans.
Talking about y'all niggas need to grow up. And it's like, bro, I don't think we're the problem here, man.
We're in AP US history with cufflinks on. What were we doing?
That's crazy. That's really crazy.
The future was so bright, though.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Little mamas and Gentiles alike, there it is. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove that Van Jones is supposed to be a different color. Look, I don't mean this for a lot of people, but the passion that he stands up for white people leads me to believe that there has to be some sort of weird chemical thing happening here that made that man the color that he is, because that ain't no nigga.
He's dark, too. Okay.
Have you seen the throwback video?
I have seen the old pictures.
Van Jones with the dreads?
Van Jones had dreads?
He had dreads.
Van Jones had dreads like on some like College Hill type of stuff. Not like Waka dreads, but like I've read a lot of books and I can read more books if I don't spend time at the barbershop dreads.
Yeah, he was a real necessity dread. Love interest on the show Girlfriends ass nigga.
Okay. Type of guy who would have been in the film Love Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
And Lynn's boyfriend on Girlfriends. Yeah. And I will say that he started as a community organizer with at least the presumed intention of helping underprivileged communities and shit. Like, that was sort of how he built himself. But if you listen to him talk, the way this motherfucker move, there's just a deep, deep sort of connection to the white race that I think is probably not being addressed in his physical appearance. You know what
I mean? Doesn't he wear a cowboy hat?
No, I don't think so. No. But probably privately.
I've seen him in a cowboy.
He's got one, but it's got dust on it. He don't pull it out all
the
time.
Yeah, that's not an every week situation.
Okay. That's
character matters, man.
Olivia said sometimes he does. So maybe we're wrong.
I knew it. I seen him in a cowboy hat.
I'm gonna look it up. Van Jones in a cowboy hat. Let's see what happens.
Boy follows him on the gram. Clearly you don't.
Do you really?
No, of course not.
Boy, oh, thank God. Close friends.
That would eat me alive knowing that that every day you scroll past Van Jones and think about liking it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But the thing about my Instagram, I don't even look at people I follow. I'm on the explore page.
Yeah, I got you.
He's got it on in his Instagram profile pic.
He wore it once and took the sexy photos with it, and then people ran with it. There is no other evidence of him wearing this cowboy hat ever.
A lot of weird people follow Van Jones. Coach Prime?
Yeah. Come on, bro.
Coach Prime's not weird.
No, I mean, it's weird that he follows Van Jones.
Is it? He last year said that he prefers his linemen.
That's just how defense works, Langston. You're a basketball guy. You don't know. That's just how D works. You need that dog in him.
He said, my quarterback, I want him reading books and eating vegetables, and my linemen, I hope they were raised getting fucking stomped into gravel by their own families.
It's a man's game.
Only on defense. And you're like, why would he follow Van Jones? What is Van Jones and Coach Prime got to do with each other? I think I can find a connection. Anyway, so you are here today, Rob, and we haven't even introduced you. I realize now that we haven't even said who the fuck is here, which happens all the time on this podcast. So don't feel special. We fuck up constantly. But our guest today is a dear friend. He's so fucking funny. He's written on every goddamn thing. Sherman Showcase, all kinds of amazing things. The Inconsistent Podcast is his shit, and it's a joy to be on, a joy to watch. We're such big fans of him, his comedy, everything. Give it up for our guest, Mr. Rob Hayes.
Y'all know who it is. I'm a very good bad boy.
I'm a very good bad boy. Fuck yeah.
What was that? Is that for every guest? Was that like, nah, what about that me says you, that?
Baby. No, that's personal. That's personal.
I don't even know what that means.
You're only getting the finest in Indian pop clips. Yeah. That's what it means.
Okay.
We got that heat. That's mostly what our pad is.
I'm black. I'm ADOS. I don't know. I don't know if y'all know that.
No, that's, you're not even up on it. Trust me, the new Drake album is going to sound exactly like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You came to us with a conspiracy theory that, Bori, I think both we agreed we had both heard at one point, but I don't think either of us had enough actual evidence experience inside of the world to really have an opinion on. Am I correct in saying
that? Exactly that.
Yeah, we were both like, I've heard of that, but I don't know if I agree or disagree. So I'm excited, Rob, to hear your stance in all of this. But you said, and I want to get this all correct, you said, my mama told me.
Freaking a black and mild makes it healthier.
Yeah.
Tell us everything.
It's actually not my mom. I've been on the show before, so I figured I could venture out into other people from my past.
Sure, that's fine.
But my homeboy Vincent, who I grew up with, I turned 18. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for some sort of adulthood.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need that validation.
Off the table. That's not going to happen. I don't know anyone who smokes weed at the time. The only thing I can do is smoke a black and mild to get that feeling of, yes, I am an adult now.
I'm a very, very good bad boy. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So I get the black and mild. This is the first one I bought. I had been smoking black and mild senior year.
That's when it starts.
But I hadn't been able to purchase them legally from the store. So this is the first one I bought. I buy it.
You bought one, not a pack. You just bought the single serve.
I bought a pack. I bought a pack. Split it with the bros. Use some of that graduation money.
Okay. There we okay. go. There we go. There we go. This nigga Rob share.
Yeah, if I got it, my brother got it.
Right.
Hey, so, y'all, we all on.
we all had graduation money, and I don't know. It might just be young black boys to take all the graduation cash, take a picture of it, like they got it for something other than like academic achievement. That was the background on my razor phone. It's like my graduation money on the bed, like it was drug money.
Jesus like that. Christ.
Thank money God. Money that was going to buy books.
Thank God those images were too grainy for them to be brought back up now.
Yeah, it can't even exist on today's internet.
Oh, man. There's no backup for the razor.
It's just one bit pixels. We're not going to see that anymore.
All the pictures of me with a mohawk are gone. It just didn't happen.
There's no internet existence of all my pinwheel hats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had a lot of pinwheels.
I had an entire year when I was teaching high school where I was a bow tie guy. And I was like legit wearing bow ties every day, learned to tie them for real. Mm-hmm. And then was wearing them shits out sometimes. Like after work, I'd be like just kicking it at the let out in a fucking bow tie and shit.
Oh, man.
We were like 18 in the most square dressing era of like the coolest, best fedoras, fake glasses. Ties.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? No.
I really thought I was on my grown shit. I was like, nah, man.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Really dressed up today.
When it was with the white collar and cuffs on the dress shirt.
That French cuff.
And the teachers would hype us up. They were so happy that we weren't like wearing like baggy jerseys and stuff that like your teacher would hype you up.
Yeah.
But also, like, you look like a video. All I did was go in my dad's closet, and the stuff he didn't want anymore took over.
Love it. I was eating my father's clothing alive, and my dad can't dress for shit.
Right.
He's not a good dresser, but I was fucking, what's this? I could put a t-shirt under this, and it'll work. This will be exactly what I need.
But, okay, so I get the black and mild, and Vince is like, you got to freak it. Mm. And I'm like, why? And he's like, you know, carcinogens. Now Vince is not in some of the advanced classes that I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I normally don't get my science news from Vince.
Yeah.
But he had so much conviction. And then everyone else in the car was like, yeah, like, what are you doing? Like, you can't just straight from the store. You gotta die. You know? And so then he takes all the tobacco, like the plastic that it comes in, he takes all the tobacco out of it, puts it in the plastic, kind of like does this thing with the plastic,
you gotta put it back it in
the black and mild, and then it's like, all right, now it's ready. Yeah, I freaked it.
Oh, okay. So just so we're clear, no removal happens inside of your version of freaking it. This is just...
He just took the tobacco out.
Mixing up the tobacco.
It need to be rubbed, though. You got to rub it a little bit.
What was that going to do to the carcinogens?
I thought he was like going to do some actual doctoring to the product, but he's like, nah, you just got to
shake that.
You got to shake that in the very plastic it was wrapped in.
I'm watching this and I'm like, there's no way. But like also, it was like, I know I couldn't say anything because I felt like everyone else was believing.
The whole group is like, this is science. And if you're rejecting science, you're a psychopath.
I didn't want to be unfreak.
No.
Right. I didn't want to be out here smoking unfreak.
It's crazy how much teen boys need health class more than anything else.
Yeah. I would say
like all
so.
The shit I did wrong back then was just people telling me bad health shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no, if you drink Goldschlager and orange juice, the gold flakes cut up your throat and get you drunker. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
I say this all the time.
Wait,
and
that's not real?
I don't think so.
No. It's like barely liquid.
Why would Seth Rogen lie to us?
Did Seth Rogen talk about it?
It's in Superbad.
It's in Superbad.
Because she gets the gold stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she
no, I mean, Goldschlager. Listen, I drank Goldschlager at my prom. You know, I believed it.
That goddamn gold.
Cinnamon schnapps I wanted to drink.
Is that what it is? I've never had Goldschlager.
Yeah, I never had it either.
That's what it is.
Because of the character who wanted it on Superbad, I was like, that ain't for me.
Oh, see, I had already, I was already in before Superbad even came out.
I got you. Already reached the bottom of the pool. So yeah. You're like.
it felt classy because there is gold in, or there's some kind of.
I think it's gold.
Is it really gold?
I don't know if it's like what, like quality of gold. I think it's probably some sort of edible gold thing that doesn't cost anything for anybody. You know what I mean? Like a lot of things are gold that don't have to be expensive, I imagine.
Right.
It's like just candy wrapper.
Yeah, it's just loose candy wrapper. Mm-hmm. Olivia said Goldschlager cinnamon schnapps is a hot cinnamon schnapps. So
oh,
it's like fireball almost.
It is spicier than Fireball, I'd say.
Whoa.
You never, oh man, you guys got
never had it. I've never tasted it.
You cut it with orange juice?
Three of us in the same place, we got to get some Goldschlager.
Goldschlager's on me.
Bartender.
Well, dust off the bottle.
You're going to have gold in this cup.
You're going to have to make a weird order, my man, because we're getting three rounds of Goldschlager.
I don't know if you could tell, but it's money in here tonight.
The reason for this is the flakes of gold in it. The drink itself is potent blend schnapps, the incredibly fine sheets of gold, around 62 cents worth. Okay, yeah.
Per bottle?
No, yeah, I guess so.
I'll pay that tax.
Yeah. Oh, the flakes each are worth 62 cents. Okay, so
62 cents
good.
A flake?
Okay, yeah.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's saying the whole. Okay, no. It's pretty bad. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Probably 10 cents a plate.
So Rob, he tells you to freak it. He then does the silliest thing you could do in freaking a Black and Mild. You then go on to freak more Black and Milds. Do you practice what he is preaching, or do you just privately smoke raw the way that God intended?
I kind of smoke raw, but after that pack, I really wasn't like into Black and Milds. Like it was only cool because that one time. Like it wasn't like I was really just addicted.
No, it's a difficult habit to like. No, but I think everybody has a little phase, but like to smoke Black and Milds over a prolonged period of time is like.
And as somebody that's crazy. Never smoked either that or a cigarette, why? Why is a Black and Mild so much crazier?
It's thick, boy.
It's thick. It's thick. A lot of smoke, especially for you to not be smoking like that.
Yeah, it's like it's a heavy, thick. It's like, it's very flavorful, like if you get like the red wine or whatever, but it's like, it's just, it's intense. Smoking a Black and Mild
got
is
its
really
own
intense.
Smell. So it's like not like, oh, I smell like weed or I smell like cigarettes or I smell like I can't really place it. It's like, no, you smell like Black and Mild.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, especially for a teen and you're not even used to tobacco like that. That's why people. Yeah. You don't see a ton of people who smoke Black and Milds like regularly.
No, and I've always wondered that because as a person again who doesn't smoke at all, that shit, I smoke weed, but like any tobacco products, it smells good.
It smells
like
great.
It smells fucking phenomenal to me. When I walk past motherfuckers that are smoking Blacks, I'm like, hell yeah, why don't people smoke Blacks? And that's clarifying.
It's like it's like smoking a real cigar, kind of, you know?
Yeah, but it's got a little like mouthpiece.
Which is really what draws you in initially anyway.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted
to. The mouthpiece is going to protect you from stuff.
Yeah.
The cigarettes don't got mouthpieces.
Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? It's like that hookah tip. Yeah.
Yeah. This is craftsmanship now. Yeah, this is an artisan tobacco.
Again, product. It never made sense to me that y'all motherfuckers don't exclusively smoke those.
Whoa. I'm not black and wild smoker. Don't say y'all.
But anytime, if you're smoking a cigarette, it seems like it should be a black and mild. But again, I now understand that it's because you're killing yourself every time you take one of those.
I've never seen someone smoke a black and mild. Like, I've only seen it in certain places. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a real alley in the club. You know what I'm saying? Like the smoking area at the airport. I've never seen a black and mild there.
You can't like smoke a black and mild on your lunch break.
For your office job.
Right. I've seen a cigarette, but I've never seen like just a tip of a black and mild.
I do love the idea of somebody smoking a black and being like, so you guys traveling this year for the holidays or are you keeping it local?
I also don't think I've ever seen anybody smoke an entire black and mild. Like, just like one person.
That's another thing.
To the head, a whole one. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Wow.
So that's the thing. It's like you're smoking a quarter, you know, of a black. And then it's like, now I'm not going to throw this away. I haven't done the whole, you know, like more than half. Now I got to hold on to this thing. It's never the same.
Yeah.
You put it behind your ear, but then your whole head smells like black and mild.
Damn. All right. I'm learning a lot. I'll say that. I feel very informed in black and mild culture. And in fact, Olivia is saying that the TSA has forbidden black and mild. It's one of the forbidden items.
What? You can't take black and mild.
You can't travel with black and mild.
You can't take a blood. But you can't take a black box.
This feels, I'm going to just go ahead and say it. This feels racist. This feels objectively like they're being like no niggas allowed as best they can by eliminating this major, you know what I mean? They're, white people don't really fuck with black and miles like that.
I don't think so, no.
But they probably sell them in white areas just in case.
Because it's not like it's got the double paper, so you can't even like roll it up.
But, like, see, that's the problem. They banning books and, you know, we got these issues with police and all this stuff. We got these major racial issues that we can never get down to the small issues like TSA banning the black and mild. You know what I'm saying? Like, we never gonna get to that level where we can be like, yo, TSA, what's up with that? What does the black and mild do that's gonna prevent, you know, the airport from being safe?
And that's the thing. And I love that you're saying this.
I think it's more they don't want people who regularly, they don't want people who are willing to travel with black and milds on planes. That's what it is.
But either way.
Because Greyhound, in the line, they give you a black and mild. They're like, all right, everybody get a number order. You got to get a number order. But they're real strict about that. They will yell at you. But then, you know, they were like, all right, here's your black and mild.
That's how they print out their tickets on a black and mild. It's just written in a circle around the around the wrapper. I do think, Rob, that you're saying something really beautiful here, is that the political climate we live in today will continue to distract us with issues regarding Roe v. Wade, regarding our fucking our rights as free citizens, right? In order to distract us from the fundamental issues that would actually make our livelihood, our existence safer, better, more inclusive, is we need to take down the black and mild issues at the airport and not get stuck in all the other political jargon that's meant to distract us.
I went to a rose garden. There's roses. Every time a new breed of roses come out, they name them something. In the 50s, they ran out of just random names of things. They started naming them after actresses. Not a lot of black women have roses named after them.
Damn.
But we can't even talk about that because we got bigger fish to fry. I want a Taraji P. Henson Rose.
Come on.
But I can't even get to that.
Yeah.
Because there's so much other stuff going on. Because
of the prison of pipelines. I want Angela Bassett Rose.
What he was trying to say.
Come on.
Yeah. I want Angela Bassett Rose.
Right. A Viola Davis Rose.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Angela Yee Rose.
Yeah.
We all want that Angela Yee. Mm-hmm. Come on.
You know, it starts with three buds and then it just kind of does its own thing after a while.
And it's not doing good. It's a sick rose.
Yeah, but those other buds are not doing well either.
Only one of the buds is doing well, and they don't even seem present anymore. They're kind of checked out most of the time.
No. I hate how that other bud got all woke.
Yeah.
The other bud tried to sell me a house.
He had a real fat flower with him. It wasn't even a rose. It was just, that was some sort of dandelion that kind of.
I was like, quite frankly, that's a fat ass daisy and I don't trust it.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll be back with more Rob Hayes and more My Mama Told Me.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Bango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house. And I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're calling upon you because we have new merch. We have very exciting merch that we are now selling, and it's fucking great. We love it so much.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Come on. You want to tell them what we have?
Yeah, we have three different types of hats, which is really fun. We have a two-tone hat, an alien dad hat, the traditional logo in black and khaki. Then we have the enamel pin with the alien who has a kufi on it, says, "My mama told me." And then we have t-shirts that say, "Proud little mama," which is who you are.
Yeah. You can buy the merch now. Go to mymamatoldme.merchcentral.com where you can see all of our merch. You can buy shit pre-order now, but December 10th, you can buy it for real, and we want you to have all the sweet stuff, so get it.
Look at your neighbor and say, "He's a meat stretcher. He'll stretch your meat." Hallelujah.
We are back with Rob Hayes discussing the health benefits of freaking a black and mild.
Yeah.
Wait. What was the context of that clip? Is there context?
No, it's non sequiturs.
You're saying, is there historical context for it?
No, I'm saying, like, what connotation of meat stretcher does he mean? Does he mean, rationing food, or is this
it's a clip from a church.
I think we all know what kind of meat stretching he means.
I think he certainly chose his words. Nobody gave him those words.
Those aren't in the Bible.
And I dare say maybe God gave Leviticus. Him those words.
In 2 Kings, I think or maybe Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he discussed.
That's funny. He gets to heaven, Jesus is like, "Yo, I stretch fish. I wasn't even stretching meat. You freestyle that. That's not what I did, bro.
Bro, you went crazy up there. I'm not even gonna lie to you. You went fucking nuts.
You see, I put a rainbow after that, right? You see, I put a rainbow out. I had to let you know.
Dog, a lot of people have interpreted my word.
Are you saying the rainbow's God's pause?
He's like, I had to give you one. I had to do a drop real quick in the sky. Rob, I did some research on your conspiracy theory that I'd love to hear your thoughts on. I want any and every thought you have on this. Other terms, other practices or suggestions that people make, ways that people describe this practice, it's also been described as hyping or champing. I don't know if either of you have heard that. Okay.
Champing doesn't even sound like from my culture.
No.
Yeah.
Is that like a Hispanic offshoot?
It felt like either a weird part of the South or maybe Asian for me. Where I was like, it's got like an Asian quality. That feels Filipino.
They're the only ones that would smoke black.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't think Korean dudes are smoking black.
No, but.
But I think we can all agree. Filipinos. Maybe Cambodians.
Dude that got his hair like in the little rubber bands to make it like puff up like a fro. Have you seen that video online?
Yeah.
He smokes black and miles for sure.
100%. But not like, but he's like, but that's like purely as appropriation.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, I think Filipinos smoke it in their heart. Like they mean
right,
it.
Right. You know that guy might not smoke them, but he might light them and hold them.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
He's trying to show us that he knows about Black and Milds more than he has a real affinity for Black and Milds.
Whereas I think there are Filipino dudes who smoke Black and Milds when nobody's around.
I think if I were a betting man, I think they might have the biggest Black and Milds purchases on the planet. I bet the Philippines is like
Black and Mild Arena.
It's an epidemic in fucking the Philippines. You know what I mean?
Smoking the jazz ones and the apple ones. Like the different...
And I think they start young out there with that shit.
Manny Pacquiao been on black since he was like 7 years old.
That's what I'm saying. You can't see Manny smoking a fucking black.
Yeah, singing.
Anyway, I did some research. Champing, hyping are both descriptions, or rather ways of describing this same practice. And then I didn't think that I was going to find a lot. I'll start off by saying this. A lot of times my research doesn't always yield a lot of information, especially for something this sort of like nuclear specific, right? That said, I ended up bumping into this actual peer-reviewed article from the National Library of Medicine.
Of course.
Yeah, that is about this exactly. It is titled Acute Effects of Hyping a Black and Mild Cigarillo.
Who wrote this?
A number of doctors, my man. Four different doctors worked together
to write this. Doctors of what?
PhDs. Melissa D. Blank. Player hater
okay.
Yes, player hater degrees. Caroline.
You've been doing a lot of steepling lately, and I don't know how I feel about it.
I just didn't know what to do with my hands. Yeah, Keith Lee. I'm about to review your sandwiches in Denver.
Black and Miles, let's try it.
What's his deal? Because he used to be like a fighter, and now he talks weird, but also doesn't talk weird when real situations happen. What's happening with him?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, he figured out how to be a food critic online. And I didn't even know that was the thing. I eat food all the time.
Every day.
I could have been assigning numbers.
Every goddamn day.
Yeah, and he just like started showing up to restaurants and being like, I'm going to review this, and now everybody is terrified of him.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
It's the steepling.
There's a lot of power out here that we're not accessing, and I think that's a lesson worth learning today, fellas.
I like that.
That's real.
Anyway, there's this actual peer-reviewed article that were written by these professionals, presumably professors, where they ask that exact question. What is the purpose of quote-unquote hyping, and do the effects actually yield like a healthier experience for people? And they did a test with 20 smokers, 19 male, 1 female, which feels statistically correct.
That's the right odds.
Yeah. Only 5% of people who smoke blacks are female.
I think as many women smoke black and milds as chew tobacco. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a rare find.
They're behind the counter. So, you know, as a woman, you don't want to just go up and be like, yeah, and also, can I get one of those black and milds back there, you know?
Yeah. No, you got to make a choice as a lady what kind of gal you're going to be. And fellas, if you're out there and you find a girl who smokes black and milds, hold on
lock
to her.
Lock her down.
Hold on to
lock
her tight.
It in. You're not going to get another one.
Come
Mark
on.
My yeah. words.
Hold
Mark
her.
My words.
Be good to her. You be good to her.
You be good to those burnt lips.
You don't want her going out in the world.
Yeah, because somebody else is going to take it. All that apple smoke.
But
no gag reflex.
Okay.
Not a lot of reflexes, you know, in general.
Yeah,
the senses have been dulled by years of black and mild smoke.
She's like, what's the one in Street Fighter who's always covered in smoke? She's that. I don't know. We'll move on. Fuck it. We'll do it live. But in the research, they asked that question, does freaking the black and mild make it healthier? They said they also had 19 non-Hispanic blacks as part of their study, and 1 Hispanic, quote unquote, other played out as the makeup of this, I guess, fucking thing. And then all participants reported hyping their cigarillos at least occasionally. Primary outcomes assessed over 2 30-minute smoking bouts included plasma nicotine, expired air carbon monoxide concentration, subject ratings, and puff topography. These were all their measures that they were looking for to make this a
puff
to see
topography.
If it's a healthier thing.
Like the inhale map?
I think so. Puff makes it a little complicated because I think of the puff coming out. And so I'm not sure if that was them meaning taking the puff and what it does inside.
Okay.
Puff's making a lot of things complicated right now.
I had to hang up my t-shirt.
Wiser words has never been spoken, my man.
It's a rough time to be a woke DJ. I just said that.
I do like the idea of them stopping down the music and being like, hey, I just want to say, Puff is making a lot of things complicated right now. But the music's got to live on.
Separate the art from the artist.
But that said, they do this study, and one of the things that immediately I sort of zeroed in on inside of this study is a section that basically says that the behavior where they take out the tobacco and instead of just rubbing it together as your boy Vincent did, what they often do is they take out, they remove the filler. Is loosened, which I think is what your boy was doing. The filler is dumped out. The inner tobacco binder is removed and the tobacco filler is dumped back into the leaf wrapper. So it becomes
a little beige paper, right? Is what you're talking
about? Yeah, it just becomes sort of a more raw experience without these filters and sort of like liners that are additionally added to keep everything sexy.
You know what? Vince might have did it right. I might not have known what I was looking at, but now that you say that, I'm starting to see like filters and stuff be removed. Like now I'm like, okay, no, I wasn't paying attention. I was too excited.
You gotta call him after this and apologize,
yeah.
My man.
Yeah,
and just ask him how it's going. Tell him, ask him if he needs any money on his book.
No, I think Vince made it out. I think he's straight.
Okay, good for Vince.
Yeah.
But yeah, you owe him an apology.
Yeah, my bad, dog.
You did a crazy thing. You accused this man of mushing Black and Mild tobacco in his hands and then putting it back and being like, go ahead.
Oh, no, that happened too. But in addition, filters and stuff were removed. No, what I described did take place. But that was the only thing that took place.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, it's the remover of the cancer paper, as it's often sort of like colloquially referred to. Why take on a word if you can't pronounce it? These are the questions you ask yourself in your head.
Fortune favors.
Someone in the whip did say cancer paper for sure.
Yeah. And you take that cancer paper out, you roll it back up, and now you got yourself. Now you got a stew. Now you got the thing you want.
And what did they say?
Oh, as far as the actual
the research.
I thought maybe you'd have more thoughts on the actual cancer paper, but no, you.
Oh, I hate two paper. I hate two paper cigars. I always have. That's why I don't fuck with Dutch Masters. I mean, a lot of reasons, but.
Sure. The name.
During the pandemic, I tried to smoke a Philly just because I was like.
Like a Titan? A Philly Titan?
Yeah. Yeah, just because I was like, well, this is what Nas smoked when he made Illmatic, or at least this is what he told us about. Also, it's the pandemic. Why not? And I've never coughed so hard in my life. It was like I smoked for the first time. It was crazy.
Fuck.
No, Phillies are also brutal.
Yeah. And is that just a thick two paper situation?
It's also like a cigar. So it's also like curved. And so now you got to deal with the whole, you know, unraveling of it. Yeah, it's not even a cylinder.
Fuck. Yeah, no, it don't sound good.
Philly is one paper, though. It's just the Dutches are two papers because you got to peel them.
I got you. But it's one strong paper.
No, I'm not an advocate.
That's a rolled up tree bark. That thing thick.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
the joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Bango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house. And I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're calling upon you because we have new merch. We have very exciting merch that we are now selling, and it's fucking great. We love it so much.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Come on. You want to tell them what we have?
Yeah, we have three different types of hats, which is really fun. We have a two-tone hat, an alien dad hat, the traditional logo in black and khaki. Then we have the enamel pin with the alien who has a kufi on it, says, My Mama Told Me. And then we have t-shirts that say, Proud Little Mama, which is who you are.
Yeah, you can buy the merch now. Go to mymamatoldme.merchcentral.com where you can see all of our merch. You can buy shit pre-order now, but December 10th, you can buy it for real. And we want you to have all the sweet stuff, so get it. To the question of whether or not it does in fact make things healthier, one published study has compared directly the effects of the cigarillo that is smoked in its original form versus the binder. And basically what they said following smoking of their condition assigned product, expired air carbon monoxide levels were significantly lower for the modified versus the original black and mild smoking. Plasma nicotine levels were increased significantly from pre to post smoking for both black and mild products, meaning they had them smoke twice, one of which was freaked, one of which was not. They said that your plasma did go up, but they're saying that that was specific to the smoking of two fucking black and milds, not because of the freaking of the black and milds themselves.
Damn.
They're like, oh, we almost killed you by making you smoke two black and milds. But that didn't have nothing to do with the toxins or anything.
I like that they call them bouts. Like it's a fight.
Yeah, because you got to fight.
You're fighting for your fucking life.
Yeah.
And then additionally, and this is probably the most important sentence inside of this, they said these results suggest that removal of the inner binder may in fact reduce exposure to some toxicants. that it really is probably making it slightly healthier for you to remove the quote-unquote cancer paper.
Okay. Okay. My question is, then what is the point of the cancer paper?
To give you cancer?
I see.
I think if I were a guessing man, it probably is more for holding things in place and or being able to roll it faster on a mass produced level. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know. They mass produce a lot of like sticks and cigars, even with tips. Swisher Sweet has tips that don't have double papers.
Yeah, but it depends on.
It seems like an extra expense to me.
But it depends on when you made your company and how you want to brand it, right? Like, there.
How far does Black & Miles go back? That's gotta be, can't be before the 70s, right?
Black & Miles?
Yeah.
I bet you Black & Miles were like old pirate shit that, like, suddenly. You know what I mean? Like, I bet they're a tale as old as time.
I'm gonna look it up. Black. You think this is the first time I've Google searched Black & Miles history?
The first time? No, I do not. I think it's in the tens.
What's it? The company launched the Black & Miles cigar brand in 1980. That makes sense to me. That feels right.
Okay, but the original John Middleton was founded as a small retail tobacco shop in Philadelphia in 1856.
Of course, Philadelphia brought this to us.
Yeah, and all the way in 1856. So it's ancient.
But 80 is after Freebase.
I mean, now you're getting to it. Now let's go.
This was even newer.
Yeah.
Black & Miles should have went further.
You're saying Black & Miles saved some lives and deserves a little recognition.
I mean, I worry that people got on Freebase to get off Black & Miles.
They're like, I need a healthier habit than smoking Black & Miles. I'm gonna freebase cocaine.
So this is true, is what you're saying.
It seems that way, that it does, that basically freaking it does seem to help make it healthier. Now, it does not suggest, and I want to be very careful with this, it does not suggest that it makes it a healthy experience. Everything that you both have described has led me to believe that freaked or unfreaked, smoking a Black & Mild is a bad choice that no one should be participating in.
If you just, you found out it's a boy, fire one up.
I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Little sister graduated trade school, fire one up.
Yeah.
I played football, I survived. Maybe I'm just a survivor.
I'm saying.
Maybe, if you've been through the struggle, maybe you can smoke a Black & Mild or two don't matter. I think when you fly domestic, you should give your ID to TSA. You should give them your boarding pass. You should give them your Black & Miles. TSA should have to freak them for you.
Oh. Yo, that's what I'm screaming.
Put them to work. I'm always looking. There's somebody watching what's in the bag. There's somebody feeling what the alarm went off. And then there's somebody else chilling. Yeah. That person, they probably already know how to freak it. Mm-hmm. So just let them do what they do on the clock.
Yeah,
that's fair. Freak the Black & Mild for you.
Freak the Black & Mild, hand it back to me the same way you hand me back my ID and ticket and shit, and then let me go and put my stuff on the conveyor belt.
Enjoy Cleveland, Mr. Kerman.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that sounds correct. I think, frankly, our tax dollars are constantly being misused, and there's a lot of glaring opportunities that need to be taken advantage of, including freaking Black & Milds for paying customers.
Come on. I'm pre-check, so mine should get freaked first.
Yo, yeah.
I don't have to take my shoes off. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through quicker. So, yeah, y'all, priority on mine being free. But then everybody else, they get theirs freaked too.
And frankly, I want you to freak it even if I am running late for my plane. I don't. Mm-hmm. I want this to move at a reasonable pace. I don't want this to be a thing where I got to wait 20 minutes to get my shit freaked. This needs to come out fast and freaked quickly.
I mean, you can't rush a freak, though, either. Everybody
call my gate and let them know you're freaking.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Pull up the truck.
Right. I hear you.
You're going to drive me to my gate because it took too long to freak.
Yeah, this is just mm-hmm. take accountability is all I'm asking. Well, Rob, it seems like we did it. I feel like we covered this conspiracy theory.
I wish to be in the same place as both of y'all at some point in my life.
We'll get some Goldschlager.
This was too much fun.
Thank you for doing it.
We'll get some Goldschlager. We'll all take one puff of a black and be like, we don't got to keep doing this.
I'm going to put this out. You good? Yeah. You good?
Yeah, I'm straight.
Right. I'm good. Yeah, I ain't gonna do that no more.
Yeah, no, I'm in excruciating pain. Thank you. I think I'm gonna cough in my dreams. Yeah, I'm fine. Rob, could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
The Inconsistent Podcast with Rob Hayes, available on all streaming digital platforms. In-season podcast with Jamel Johnson. We talk about sports. We talk about fashion. And we talk about Shedeur Sanders pretty much every week. So go check that out.
Let's go, Buffs.
Hell yeah.
He got a boot on his Rolls Royce, you know. We got a report on that.
Oh, you guys are really deep in his journey.
And Travis Hunter's YouTube with his girlfriend. Yeah, we're all over it. He's wearing a lot of onesies.
Hey, you know, I'm just glad he's putting my state on the map.
Hey, man.
Cameron was in Boulder. Who would have ever thought?
Cameron was in Boulder. That is true. Offset was in Boulder.
Come on. Yeah.
After it was like immediately after he like got in a fight with somebody, right?
Well, I know he had the same clothes on he wore in Boulder on Kai Cenat's 24-hour live stream. So that he pushed him denim tears to the limit.
Yeah, damn. Bori, what you got?
You can come see me January 12th and 13th at Hilarity's Comedy Club in Cleveland, Ohio, or January 27th and 28th. You can see me at Capitol Hill Comedy Bar in Seattle. Other than that, go to my Instagram, CoolGuyJokes87. I'm doing shows around Denver. And I'm selling all the leftover merch for the tour. So if you wanted to come out, but you didn't get a chance to, you want to buy one of those shirts or one of those hats, go to bringdavidaplate.com and buy it all off of me so I can get some good Christmas presents for the children in my life.
Hell yeah. Help Bori get nice Christmas gifts and frankly, get yourself something nice by buying some of his merch. And if you want merch from us, we have merch now. My mama told me merch exists. We have cool hats. We got t-shirts. We got pins. That's the end of the list, but that's all nice stuff.
That's enough for you greedy assholes.
Yeah, what the fuck? You want us to keep making more stuff, you pieces of shit?
Why don't you buy what we already have available, you fucking dick?
God damn it. Why?
Jesus, bro, I'm sick of this dude, bro.
Fuck, take a second. Just take a second and be considerate.
Yeah, you ever thought about us and all this? How we feel?
God damn it. We fucking, Jesus. Ooh, I'll beat your knees if I ever see you.
One day, Alice.
But you can get it all at mymamatoldme.merchcentral.com and the pre-sales are up now and the official sales are flying out December 10th. So it's all very exciting. Get that shit. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Langston Kerman. And if you want to send us your own drops, your own conspiracy theories, if you want to tell us your special kind of freaking a black and mild to make it, in fact, like vegetables, then send it all to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. That's all the stuff we needed to say. Bye, bitch.
And I ain't playing, nigga.
Chips in your anus. All koala bears are
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
Healthcare is a right! Healthcare is a right!
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.